A new line of tablet readers is at the top of NPR's business news. They come from Amazon, which is rolling out its latest Kindle e-readers. They are faster, we're told, as well as cheaper. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, they're aimed squarely at the youngest members of the family.
The new Kindles have lots of upgrades. The cheapest sells for just $69, and some offer a new screen that allows you to read in the dark or in the bright sun. There's also a new, bigger tablet meant to take on the iPad. But when you push past all the specs and gizmos, something that's pretty consistent across all these devices is that they're aimed, at least in part, at children.
I have four kids. Kids love screens.
Jeff Bezos is Amazon's CEO. He says he pushed for some new features with his own family in mind.
Parents have this strange notion that kids should sometimes do something else, like go outside.
So the Kindle Fire comes with parental controls. For instance, you can set a time limit on games or movies, but let your kids read as much as they want. As a dad, my favorite time of day is reading aloud. But now I might have to compete with Samuel L. Jackson for the honor. This Kindle also can mix different kinds of media together. One feature lets you combine an audiobook with the text on the screen.
Whenever anyone looked at him suspiciously, he quoted from Revelation.
The Kindle will highlight where you are so your kids could read along. Still, I won't be leaving my kids alone with the new gadget anytime soon. Some of the games have ads actually built into the app, and these ads let you order real stuff from Amazon's online store in just one click. Amazon says its parental controls can fix that too, but in my case, I might need my kid to show me how to use them. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.